Samach Aleph Amud Aleph, Shavua Tov. Sagt der Hebräische Mishnah. Elu Tevunot Rufa ve'in Tevunot Hagadah. Following, we're actually right in the middle of the Mishnah, because the Mishnah that we learned on Friday went through the four sugim. We have Tnufa without Hagasha. The first was Hagasha without Tnufa. Now we're going to get Tnufa without Hagasha, but we interrupted in order to go through the various listings. This is really the safe of the previous Mishnah. And the following required Tnufa, but not Hagasha. Luk Shem and Shal Mitzera, and the Asham Mitzera, and according to one sheet, the Hadikorim Kedivrei Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. We'll see in the Gemara of Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, there's also one other sheet that learns the same thing from different Mokra, that Bikurim also require Tnufa. The Emure Shalmei Yachid, the Shlomim, the Emurim, together with the Chazav V'Shal Shalahem, also require the Tnufa, without Agrasha. Echad Anashim V'Echad Nashim B'Yisrael. V'lo B'Achirim. This is true when the Shlomim are being brought by men, being brought by women. And that could be Israel. V'lo B'Achirim. The Gemara is going to be troubled by the B'Achirim, because the men V'lo B'Akum would have said B'Akum. V'lo B'Achirim is Mashmur that's scared of also Nashim, but you just said that it would. More we'll talk about this exactly what it means. The Shtei HaLechem requires Tnufa, together with the Shnei Kivsei Atzeres. Ketzad who said, Noten Shtei HaLechem Agabe Shnei Chavasim Umimiyach Shtei Adav Zamata. The Shtei HaLechem goes on top. You are going to see where we learn out that the Shlechem goes on top. Chual always in Tnufa. You put your hands beneath. Kohen puts his hands beneath. And he's Molich Umevi. He brings it forwards and backwards and up and down. Ma'aleh Amorim. Shenema Shehunat Vashehuram, both the Shemes, and then afterwards it calls that Tnufa. Tnufa Haita B'Mizrach, V'Hagasha B'Ma'arav. Now the Tnufa was done in the Mizrach of the Mizbeach, and Hagasha was in the Ma'arav of the Mizbeach. Again, we'll see from there, it doesn't mean only the Mizrach, it's even the Mizrach. Hagasha required both with Pnei Hashem and Apnei Mizbeach, so we said the only place that satisfies that requirement is the Kerem Ma'arav of Shemes. Tnufot kodmot lahagashot, and tnufa always comes prior to hagasha, and some of the tnufas, remember, are chas. Minchat ha'omer, uminchat kana'ut. The two menachas that are brought from Seorim require hagasha and tnufa. And they are the only things that require hagasha and tnufa. Shalacham ha'ponim, minchat nesachim, that have no comment. Ain to not lo hagasha, velo tnufa. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Shimon says it's interesting. If you take a look, there's three korbanos that share three mitzvahs, but each of them only have two out of the three. The shnosha meaning to unuk shalosh mitzvahs altogether, but each one only gets two, a select two out of the three that are available. Shtayim b'kol achat v'achat, and each one doesn't have the third. Ve'eluhi, the group of three is Zifrei Sham Le'Yochid, Zifrei Sham Le'Tzibur, V'Yasham Mitzera. Now these are really three variants of Shlomim. So the standard Shlomim, the Shlomim that are brought together with Shtei Alechem, which is the Korban Tzibur, which is a very unique Korban, and the Yasham Mitzera. The three mitzvahs that we'll see as follows. Zifrei Sham Le'Yochid requires Smicha, and Smicha is always done when it's alive. And they require tnufa, but the tnufa is only done after you have the emunim. So obviously it's shchutim. They have no tnufa chayim, but the zifrei sham tzibur required tnufa chayim together with the lechem and tnufa shchutim, but there's another smicha in the zifrei sham tzibur. The asher mitzvah does require smicha, but it doesn't require tnufa shachut. It only has tnufa chayim. They both tnufa shachut. We have in this, the sugi of Shlomim three different types of dinim l'gabit ruf. Tan Rabbanan, v'hikriv oto la'asham ve'et lug ha'shamen ve'hinif otam tnufa. So since it says bring both the asham and the lug ha'shamen and then otam together make a tnufa, You see that you need a tnufa together. How do you know you'd be yaitse b'riavad if you did the lug shemen separate from the yashem and you would main it? Talmud Lomavi, he kriv oto l'asham. Since Lomai says he kriv oto, so it means l'ashen yachir also. But because it's followed by the vehinif could be going back on the oto too. So you might think maybe this means there's two different dinim. First, you kriv oto l'asham vehinif, and then otam trufa. In other words, first you should be mainif separately, and then you should be mainif together. So you might think yanif v'yachzir v'yanif together. Talmud Lomar, tnufa v'lo tnufa. There's only one chiyev of tnufa, not two. Lifnei Hashem can mean, when it says b'mizrach, it doesn't mean only b'mizrach. It means it can mean our people b'mizrach. Because everywhere else we have lifnei Hashem, we dash lifnei Hashem is dafki b'ma'arav. But over here, it means b'mizrach as well. I thought we said like so many times, that lifnei Hashem would imply the ma'arav, if we darshan the dinim, where it says both lifnei Hashem and el pnei hamizbeah, that over there it always we go through this limud to teach me that it has to be the ma'arav. So the hagashas of the mincha, which has to be the ma'arav, we learned like this. It says, lifnei Hashem, so yochel b'ma'arav, you might think it's still lifnei Hashem. By definition, that's in the ma'arav, because the petach to the heichal is in the west. So how are you saying now? I don't get it. So how are you saying now that lifnei Hashem is b'mizrach, if the first thing that we say is always lifnei Hashem is b'ma'arav? No, come on, man, Amri, I didn't mean the mincha. They were talking about hagash of a mincha. Mincha is called chatat, right? Because that's chatat, yasham, remember we said, depends how you're doing it, it's my focus, I don't want the pasuk. But one of the things that's compared to chatas, it's just like chatas is to any yisid. Chatas, I can only bring a yisid on this bayah. And there's no yisod in the Karen Dromit Mizrahi, but it's essentially the entire side on the east, except for one amma all the way by the top of the yisod. And then Tzad Sofa. And one Amma on the Dharam all the way by the Tzad Ma'arav has Yisod. But otherwise those two corners without Yisod. So in Mela, I can't, by Hagosha, be mocked it because over there it's compared to Chatzas. So I have no choice to learn that Lifnei Hashem means, or Gatzim means, the Ma'arav, Avalacha, Mashenken over here. We're talking about the Osham of the Mitzera and the Lug. Where does it say that you need yourself? So since it says Bnei Hashem, so it's a called Bnei Hashem. Even Bitzad Mizrach. But my Tosis points out there's good many other places where the Gemara says it's only with Bnei Hashem ben Ma'arav. And he tried, doesn't have a good, a very good teretz, it's a blanket teretz, but he tries to answer each case, maybe there's a limud. Specifically, Mudim and so on. Yeah, well, but there the reason that we have to stick to the. No, what do you mean in this case? In our case, no, because you still need Lifnei Hashem in front of the head. What we're saying, the Mizrach side is also front of the head. Opposite the day, yeah, big deal. Opposite is also front. But over there, where we need Yisod and we need El Pnei Hamizbeah, the only compromise we can make is the Tzad Ma'arav is doing this. There's nothing else fits between the two requirements. Now, you said Bikurim also required Tznufa, but only Aliva Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov. Where is that Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov? My Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov, the Tanya. V'lakach ha-kohen ha-tena miyadecha. This teaches us that Bikurim required Tznufa. Dear Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov. Huh? How do you learn from there? My time there was Ben Yaakov. Actually, he's darshaning the word Yadecha, because he's learning Yad Yad Mishlamim. Here it says, V'lakacha Kalein, Hatena Miyadecha, and by Shlamim it says, Yadav to Vienna. And just like by Shlamim, Yadav to Vienna, it says, Beferish over there, requires Tanufa. So, Makan Kohen, and just like here by Bikurim, we know that it means a coin, so it's a fair coin. It's teaching us that even though the parsha, the pasuk Yadav to Vienna refers to the Bialim should bring Yishlomim and then be Menim. No, we learn how to know that La'alam Kohen, by the Shlomim, it requires also Kohen to do Tadufa. But it also tells me the inference that Ma'alam Ba'alim, Afkan Ba'alim, the same way that Yadav to Vienna by Shlomim refers to Tadufa, Ayadeh Ba'alim, see the pashas. So you're still required Ba'alim. How do you explain that? Okay, so, well, what you do is Kohen Miniyach Yadav Tachat Yad Ba'alim, maybe. The Kohen puts his hand underneath the hand of the Ba'alim, and together they do the Tanufa. Now, Tosfos always learns that this doesn't mean literally that their hands are touching. Because then you have a problem of Chatzitza. Because you're not allowed to hold a Kli Sharet or a Bechwal, any of the Avodas you're doing, through something else. We saw before, if you're aiming al Ragla Chabera, that's a Chatzitza. So how could you hold it under the other person's hand and still be considered to be holding it? So the Tosfos learns that it means under. It means the Baalim puts their hands on the upper part of the container, and the Kohen puts his hands on the lower part of the container. But that way, there's no Chatzitza, and each one is helping with the Tanufa.
No,
we don't say that.
It's got a hand, someone else's hand.
Someone else's hand. We're talking about his own foot.
Right? Someone else's body is not the name of the name.
Correct.
And is this the same for the
Sof? Oh, so Tosis points out that from the Yerushalmi, it's mashman not like this, because the Yerushalmi by Saita asks, why isn't it like pre-suit for the Kohen to be putting his hand on top of the Sota's hand? So the Gemara says, well, maybe you put a handkerchief between them. So it's like, well, then that's a chatzitza. So then it says, well, maybe use an old coin. but in any event, but you see, says Taisa, the Yerushalmi takes it seriously. It's real contact. The Maitre Rashi says all over that where the Torah gives both of you the mitzvah, not considered to be a chatzitza. That's good. This is where it's supposed to be.
How wide is the bottom of the
cleat? No, the way Tosis is learning, you mean? The way Tosis is learning, one is on top and one is on the bottom. So it's no problem. But the way Rashi is learning, one is on the other hand anyway. So it's not a problem either. Because he holds it's not a chatzitza since that's the mitzvah. Okay. So, but the bottom line is that we see that there is, in fact, a din of Tanufa by Bikurim, I'll leave it to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, from the comparison to Shlomi. Well, why only Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov? I mean, he's not the only one that holds that there's such a din. I mean, what about Rabbi Yehuda? Leibonadik did Rabbi Yehuda. Why don't we say also, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yehuda, that there's a din of Tanufa, the timing. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda learned Hagabe Bikurim, that when it says V'hinachto Lifnei Mizbach Hashem, it's talking about Hanocha, actually refers to Tnufa. Well, how do you know it means Tnufa? I told him there's a Tnufa in there. Maybe it means Hanocha, maybe set it down in front of the Mizbeach. No, because it says before the beginning, it says V'hinicho Lifnei. So V'hinicho means Hanocha, so why does it repeat afterwards V'hinachto Lifnei? Apparently, this v'hinachto is something else. It's got to, omani mekayim v'hinachto, it's got to be referring to Tanufa. So why did the Mishnah, Tanah, the Mishnah, and I'll leave it to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, you also have a din of Tanufa by Bikurim. It's not only I'll leave it to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, you could have identified also Rabbi Yudik Shita. My brother, well, I'll tell you why. The Tanah basically was concentrating on the pasuk, as it's written. So the first part of the pasuk, it's only Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov who opens up the pasuk and says, gee, right away, it's clear from here, from the words miyadecha, before you get to v'hinachto. So miyadecha is already mashma hanocha. So we take the first one. We didn't mean to exclude Rabbi Yehuda. We're not from Yitzchomer. It's another reason. Hoyo v'rab rubre. Remember that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, he's always right? His mission is Kavanaki. So, I mean, he's the guy that's got the strength. If we're going to quote somebody on this, we'll quote him. We're not going to quote Rabbi Yehuda, because this way we know that we have somebody to quote where the halacha is Kavanaki. Ve'imure shal me'yachid, because of a shul, shall I have? That's a very strange way to the Mishnah phrases it. The murim of the shalom yachid, together with the cause of a shul, echad anashim lechad anashim beYisrael, lo ba'akherim. Again, if the meaning over here was that akum is not chayev in tzufa, so then you say lo akum, lo korban akum, and lo ba'akherim seems to include the nashim. But you just said the Nashim are included. So, Michael, no, what are you trying to say? Omer Birach Kama. Echad anashim lechad nashim korbanam ta'un tznufa. Look, the korban itself requires tznufa. But the tznufa is not done by the women. The tznufa atma is indeed b'yisrael avolo b'day nashim. It's done by the kohen. So the nashim will never end up doing tznufa. Tanu Rabbanan. B'nei Yisrael Menifim, Zeinu Dekochavim Menifim. Now, the Girsa over here is quite messy. Tosis points out that there are many indications from the Sugya that there's a difference between, starting with the Mishnah itself, there's a difference between the women and the Akum. So there's the Pashtus, when we read it up until now. Did you not come to a conclusion yourself that the Nashim require tenufa but don't do the tenufa themselves, whereas the Akum doesn't require tenufa at all? That's the simple meaning throughout the Sugya. The Girsa that we have does not maintain that meaning. So there's a different Girsa that Tosis brings from the Kuntras that we don't have, which is from the Toras Kohanim, and that works out much easier, so we could read that from the Tosis. On the third line of the Tosis, B'Yisrael Avolo B'Acherim, so we have Kemosh Shaninu B'Torat Kohanim, starting at this point, Amar Rav Yossi. So here's where we're up to in the Gemara. Our Amar Rav Yossi is different than this Amar Rav Yossi. So Amar Rav Yossi, Matzinu Shalom Chalaka Katuv Ben Korban Akum LeKorban Nashim LeSmicha. The Maitre, when it comes to Smicha, the Korban of an Akum and the Korban of Nashim are saying that there's no din of Smicha. So Yachol Lo Nachalot B'Tenufa. You might think that that's true by Tenufa, and both a Nashim and the Akum are the same. Well, now wait a minute. Malik Aluk B'Smicha, maybe the reason that I'm cholik when it comes to Smicha is because Ein Smicha Elo V'Ba'alim. However, Lo Nachalot B'Tenufa, because the Tenufa is done by Kohanim. V'Kimon Sheyesh Tenufa Shelo V'Ba'alim. So since now the Tenufa is done by Kohanim, who aren't the owners, Yeshanu Lachalok. Therefore, we can now say, well, actually there's an afkamina between Korban Akrum and Korban Noshim. The Korban Noshim, even though B'nai Yisrael are only B'nai Yisrael or something, but doesn't mean that the Korban is essentially different. Korban is the same Korban. Hashem can be stressing B'nai Yisrael, but you can take, and this whole halakha doesn't apply to people who are non-Yisrael. So there would be no smicha at all when it comes to that. Okay, so that would end up, so Matam lo B'nai Yisrael, B'nai Yisrael many fin, v'ena Noshim many fot. So you have now two different elements. If they're not Yisrael, they're Bechalal, not included in a Tenufa. And when it says B'nai Yisrael, it's telling me that the actual act of Tenufa is done only by, if the violin is a male fine, and if not, only the part that's done by the Kohen is done for the Tenufa. That Yisa is more consistent with the way that the Sugya appears to be. The Yisa, as we have it, makes them both the same, that the Kohen would do the Tenufa for the outcome as well. So I think we can run through our Girsa too. See both of them. Om Rav Yossi Matinu Shechalaka Katuz Ben Korban Yisrael LeKorban Akum and Vila Korban Nashim when it comes to Smicha, because neither Akum nor Nashim require Smicha. Yochol Nachalok B'Tenufa. Shall we make the same distinction by Tenufa and say that there's no din of Tenufa by Korban Nashim and Korban Akum? Lo, not necessarily. Mali Chalak B'Smicha Shesmicha B'Ba'alim. I mean, it makes sense to be cholik b'smicha over there because the b'smicha is a bali. If the balim are different, then the results are different. That doesn't mean nachalot b'tenufa shatenufa v'kohanim. Talmud omar b'nei Yisrael. Tell me that b'nei Yisrael are menifim v'ina akum menifim. B'nei Yisrael menifim v'ina nashim menifot. Tani ira b'nei Yisrael. Ain the Ella B'nai Yisrael. The other bride says, I would have said Dafka B'nai Yisrael. How do I know Geirim Abanim B'Shukron and Yinayim? Now Tosis is bothered with this because many places we have B'nai Yisrael, we're not we don't run around looking for any kind of ribui for gerim and avodim shofarim. And he suggests maybe there are ribuim the Gemara takes for granted, or maybe it makes an apimina lagabi what. So yeah, it's not clear why we think now that gerim and avodim shofarim should be different lagabi bnei Yisrael. So how do we know avodim shofarim gerim? Talmud Lora hamakriv. Well, maybe that means the kohen that's makriv. Well, you know, there's a kohen makriv.
No.
Kishomer yadav to Vienna. Remember clearly the Torah demands that the tenufa be done by the baalim. Yadav to Vienna. So hare baalim amur. So how to explain this now? I mean, on the one hand, the kohen has to do it. On the other hand, the baalim has to do it. And how does that work? Kohen meniyav yadav tachat yadav baalim. Umeni, and as we said, it's about Chalukas Rashi, and tells us all over exactly how that's done. Kitzad, now, how do you get the Seder, because you've got the Chaz of Ashok, and you've got the Emurim, you said both of them are Munafim. So in what order? Well, the Emurim are put al Pisat Hayad, and the Chaz of Ashok go on top of them, and then you do the tzufa. Well, the koma kapshish lech, and now wherever you have a situation like this where there's lechem that's involved, and basar and murim, the lechem always goes on top. No, halechem yilamala, and how do we know that? That we it actually applies, and all din comes from the murim. Because over there it says, umisala matzot, ashilifnei Hashem, yasim ala kalavim in the end, vayasim ala kalavim, vashoka yamim. So that means that the lechem goes al akalavim, al shokayami. Now, my time, how do you know though to put the chaz of a shok on top of a murim that you didn't show me a riot to? Even if we shouldn't have seen, shokatruma v'chazeh ha-tznufa al ishei ha-kalavim yaviru lanif tznufa. If you're going to tell me, well, I mean, if you don't read the pasuk, and I have to tell it to you. So the fairies in the pasuk, shoka churaka there to the far, goes al ishei ha-kalavim. Well, if that's what you answer me, then I'm going to show you that you're wrong, because it also says that et ha-kelev al ha-kazeh yivienu. Bring the chelev on the kazeh, which is the opposite. Here it says the kazeh on the chelev. So which way is it going? On my line, no. There's two different issues over here. The actual tnufa that the first pasuk is referring to says, Yavila anif tnufa, right? So clearly the shok, the chaz of shok, goes on top of the emurim. When it says, Es hakerav ala chazeh yivienu, clearly that's forcing us to conclude that a separate kohen is used to bring the chelev and the chazeh in the opposite order from the Beit HaMikvachayim, and then puts it onto the other kohen's hands, in which case it will turn out that the shok, the chaz of the shok is on top of the kalavim on the bottom, because now he turned it over to put it on the other kohen's hands. Right? So this proves that indeed there's two kohanim. Well, wait a minute, but it says, v'yatsima kalavim ala chazot. On the other hand, it says, put the chelev on the chazot. Ah, that's to tell me that there's a third kohen. The yoyev lay lekoin achrina that after tznufa, the coin of that tznufa hands it over to a third coin, in which case it is inverts again. And now, the chalavim come out to be on top of the chaz of a shok, and the third coin goes, v'azulam akatulay, he does the actual haktara. V'akamashkulam, the chidish being, and the way that the pasuk keeps reversing it, is that the beginning of shlosha kohanim. Clearly there's no way to fix up the psukim unless we keep inverting it twice. So that means we needed three kohanim to do the avoda, and the meaning of that would be mishum d'chsi for Obama hadrat melachim. The Torah is teaching us it's advantageous. Have one kohen bring it out, give it to another kohen. The other kohen is tufa, gives it to a third kohen. That kohen goes ahead and does that tar.
Why can't they pass it without flipping it? Just the.
How do you pass it without flipping it?
And two things stack on top of each other?
Right. It's hard to pass. I mean, it's on your hand. You want to move it to the other guy's hand and hand it over now.
So does the third coin get flipped again?
Yeah, you just
put the coin is right, doesn't get flipped again?
Second time, it's flipped again. How else do you understand the Pusik? The Pusik has the Chaz of Ashok on top, in the middle, by the Tanufa. And then it has the Chaz of Ashok on the bottom by taking it out, and the Chaz of Ashok on the bottom by the Akar. So it's got to be that it was flipped. So it's foot for the akhtar, for the tanuf, and then it's foot back for the akhtar. Mm-hmm. But presentation wise, because of a shok, it should be on top. Mm-hmm. In terms of presentation. Right? That's a different issue. Gentlemen, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you.